see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the
book. Test. And welcome to the Watcher for Jesus program this afternoon. Shoutcast.com can be found there. Watcher for Jesus. It can be found at TalkStreamLive.com. We'd like for y'all to go to TalkStreamLive.com when you get opportunity twice this period of time. TalkStreamLive.com and find my old mug there, my picture, and click on it. Then go to that green bar to the right and click on that. If you want to listen to it there, you can with the media player. If not, just click off the media player, go back into my website, or whatever you want to do. But at least click that green bar, I believe it is. It kind of lets people know that you're there. Not you individually or who you are, but the general location. Gives them an idea who's listening. Certainly, not where you live, any of that. It just gives a number within a general, probably within 100 miles, 200 miles of where you live, like the same state, it'd be in the middle of the state. But it gives me an idea who's listening and who's, you know, if I'm getting out to people. Family, today, I'm going to go through some of the steps of the Illuminati and what they really had planned and the goals and techniques that they've used on a population for our entire history. When you read the news, watch TV, and you know the agenda, you know the steps, you know who's involved, the royal families that's involved, the secret societies that's involved, the foot soldiers of the Illuminati, Jesuits, the whole nine yards. And you know sort of what's going on. It's like bizarre that nobody else that's ever studied this, and it's not their fault. It's that you've taken the time to study it Well, good for you. And because others have not, it's not their fault. They, like we all, have been fooled in this thing. Just so happens you have to be one that has researched it. Then one thing led to another, so you started putting this together. Like a jigsaw puzzle. It started taking shape. You got more interested in the jigsaw puzzle because you started seeing it take shape. Other people that see this thing, they don't see it that way. Not their fault, really. Because they're caught up in the day-to-day activities that spans back their entire lifetime. What you're taught at school, which they've controlled education. What you've heard on TV, which they control by the Council of Foreign Relations. The science you're told is certain principles, but a lot of it's not even true. Even the professors at these colleges are on the take, literally, through the Council of Foreign Relations. Tavistock in England controls them, literally. You think that, well, I'm from Harvard and I have a degree in history, whatever, that they'd know what they're talking about. But those, family, they're the ones fooled the most. They'll never give you the correct historical background unless it's out of the classroom, and that's what I teach, but here's how it really is, but don't tell anybody I told you. Because they'll get fired by the Marxist and socialist resident that keeps track of it. Literally, every college and every university is this way. They're monitored. They'll put students in the classrooms that they'll say, oh, well, Professor Johnson there, he's talking about this Illuminati thing. He's talking about Jesuits. He's talking about how the wars are created. And you'll be warned. You better go back to the curriculum we gave you. Same thing with preachers and the religion. All of them. So when you go to the, what everybody else is, so when you start learning about this conspiracy that's real, you start running out of things to talk about with other people. Because you can't carry on the same conversation. You know, what are you going to vote for this year? You're like, vote? I don't vote. Oh, you must be one of those communist liberals. No. No, your vote doesn't count. So why should I waste my time? Well, what you mean? Well, your vote doesn't count. Ever hear the Electoral College? Just that in itself. But still, they've got programs now that make sure that the one they've chosen 20 years ago will be chosen, will be assigned as the president of the United States of America Incorporated. That's how it really works. Why should I take my time, my fuel in my tank, go down to a voting booth when I know it does not count? When I know the president, I know with 100% chance, if there's 1,000%, it would be 1,000%. That the president has already been chosen. He's already done. He's been trained since the day he got out of high school. Bill Clinton shook the hand of JFK in 1961, 62, whenever it was. They got a picture of him shaking the hand of JFK when he was a little runny-nosed high school kid. When he was a member of the DMLA. They got him out of 26 that went on a trip to D.C., filed into the White House and photo opportunity with JFK. There's a picture of young little cigar smoker Clinton, who was his cousin, by the way. Oh, you didn't know that? His younger cousin? Yeah. They're connected, same bloodline. Got a photo opportunity. Him knowing he was going to be elected president probably 20 years later. Now you got it? Elected, no, appointed. That's how it really works. And these are facts, I'm telling you, not conspiracy theory. No, not theory at all. So what do? Play along? I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't say, oh, yeah, I'll go vote just to play along with it. No, I can't do it. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I'm going to open up some eggs today, fry a little bacon, crack the eggs, and see what we get. The idea is not to bring negativity. I hate when people say that. You're bringing negativity to this conversation. You're so negative. No, I'm not negative. I'm realistic. You got to know the negative to bring in the positive. Negative is there. Ferret it out. Get rid of it. Overshadow it with positive. Well, to do the overshadowing, you got to know what's negative to get rid of it. Unless you're Dorothy. Of course, you click your heels 3 times and go, oh, what do you go home? What do you go home? All you want. But I'm telling you what. You're not going to be carried away like Elijah was in a tornado or a fire. A whirlwind of fire is not going to happen. Now, the rapture, that's a whole different story. We're not going there. Time to dedicate the broadcast, and let's get moving and see what we're going to talk about today. I'm sure God will reveal it to me as I go along. I want to bring reality to the airwaves. If I'm wrong, please tell me. You know, correct me. I have no problem with that. If I'm wrong, do it. Check it. Challenge it. Don't believe everything I say. Heck, don't believe nothing I say. Don't believe anything. I don't want you to. I want you to challenge everything I say. Man, challenge it. Go after it. You see? It's not because I want to be right. It's because I want people to think on their own, man. Don't believe anybody that's in the news today. Don't believe anybody that says, well, I'm a truth teller, I wrote a book, and all this. So what? Big deal. Just because you wrote a book and you're on Sid Roth, it's supernatural, doesn't mean squat. Just because you're on Crosstalk or Crossfire, or that's an old talk show then, or some other play, that doesn't mean squat, man. I'm from Harvard, I've written 50 books, who are you? I don't care if you've written 51. It don't matter. Because you're convoluted and you're perverted because you are under a Marxist socialist agenda. If you go outside it, you will be fired from being a professor at Harvard. They will fire you because you're controlled. That's a fact, and I got quotes to confirm that. You understand this? I'm not just making this up and being what's the word I want to use here? Overzealous. I use that word. Or being sensational or resilient. No, I'm telling you exactly. Same thing for churches. The Freemasons monitor the churches, Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, no matter. Make sure they use the wrong Bibles. NIV, NASB, all that junk. King James, the only one with evidence. And there's not one theologian out there, not one across the United States can prove otherwise, and they haven't since 1611 until 2014. Not one. And once it tried to, they lie through their collective teeth because they have secret society membership stamped on their soul, which darkens their soul to a deep, dark black of Satan. Because they've given their life to Lucifer by taking a blood oath. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuits, high-level Freemasons. It's lying to their own Freemason brotherhood in the Blue Lodge. How they sleep with themselves, I don't know. But they do it. They sleep. Or do they? Or do they twist and turn at night, trying to keep the secrets from coming out of their mouth, talking their sleep, from the torment of lying. I don't know if I could be more explicit or not. Anyway, let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get down to business. Lord, thank you today. Father, we come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, I dedicate this program to your services. Lord, forgive me of my sins and my thoughts, Lord, that I may receive your blessings, Lord, that sometimes I stray. Father, convict me of my sins, and convict me, Father, if I fall away and trail off. Father, keep me straight. Lord, I send the prayers out. I pray for those, Father, that's been asked for prayers. We pray for those families of the victims of that plane that went down. From what we're told, Lord, and we pray for their comfort. If that be the case, Father, that we pray for those, Lord, that are being deceived today. That, Father, you'll find a way everywhere, that you'll have a watchman to be made aware of all the trickery about the Illuminati's, about these secret societies, and, Father, the ways they deceive people. For we perish for lack of knowledge. Lord, you raise up the watchmen, anoint them, Lord, that they'll have the courage, the opportunities, divine appointments to speak the truth, and give them the voice to be heard and a place to give it. Father, we call upon you to spread a conviction of the Spirit across these members of these secret societies. Convict them in every lodge. Lord, they'll come out of them and witness to their fellow brotherhood members that, Father, they need to renounce the blood oath. And to give them, Father, protection. Protect their families. And help bring those families back together with no secrets in the families. And expose all these secrets so the world can see. Lord, convict these preachers out here and pastors, rabbis and priests. Father, to pull them away from these controls of the government, of the secret societies, to shut the mouths of those who monitor and control the preachers today, to seal their mouth shut so the preachers can tell the truth. Father, we need your Holy Spirit. Send the cloud around the country to tear down and break down the protection of the Wiccan. The Wiccan that's in the education system. The Wiccan that's in the government. The Wiccan that is in the military. The Wiccan that are in the business administrations. And the medical. The Father, you break down their protection. Expose them. And Father, those that's exposed, those, Father, that you know, you seal the Holy Spirit to their heart. And use it as a guide, Father, the Holy Spirit, to use them as a guide to your Son, Jesus Christ, that entire covenants can be affected. Affected in such a way that it'll do a firestorm of those renouncing their degrees, renouncing their oaths they've taken, and become born again. Father, to protect the children. They're being used as sacrifice in all these governments to expose this fraud, Lord. Find ways to release them from their bondages. We pray for a healing across this land, Lord, that this country will learn to humble itself in the spirit of 2 Chronicles 7:14. And Father, we need an awakening of the Holy Spirit for the whistleblowers and the watchmen to come out. Father, these things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'm just going to talk as things come to my mind today. I'm going to see where it leads me, because I really just let the Lord work on me. I look at the elections. I recall one 3 or 4 years ago, the last one. If I recall correctly, you had Edwards and seven other candidates, Ron Paul, a whole lot of these fake politicians. He's a Rosicrucian. All of them. You might have one or two, maybe. But they always get whittled down. I remember seeing eight of them in a podium. The silliest thing I've ever seen. Eight of them in the podium. You know it's already chosen who's going to be president. They already know. So they start whittling it down. Who was the first one to go, if I recall correctly? Correct me if I'm not. It was Edwards. Why? Oh, he had an affair. No, he didn't go to a fair. He had an affair or something. And he just started going from there. Boom, 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 boom. One reason, always down to two. And the two are always cousins. Oh, that's a hoot, isn't it? Kerry and Bush and her cousins. Obama, Kerry and Bush, Romney, family. These are all cousins of the Merovingian bloodline. Low-level cousins is all they are. They're not second cousins, or they'd be a much higher position than some penny-ante candidate for a president. Puh. You got to be kidding me. Dime a dozen they are. To keep, and I say that because they're cousins. They're secret society members. They're a part of this conspiracy playing a game on the American people. Ron Paul is right in the middle of them, too. No better than the rest of them. They're secret society members. He's a member of the Rosicrucians. His wife is Eason Starr, confirmed by their doctor. Come on now, family. Rick Joyner, Jerry Boykin, general, founder of the Delta Force. Isn't that supposed to be patriots? Boykin? How about Wesley Clark, Powder Puff Clark? Didn't he lead in Kosovo? The invasion of Kosovo by the Illuminati forces? Murdering both Serbs and Albanians too. Working with the mafia. Albanian mafia giving Kerry campaign money. I saw him writing the checks. Brooklyn Connection. Brooklyn Connection. Krasniki did a documentary called Brooklyn Connection. Yeah, Brooklyn Connection, all right. You can watch it, man. I got a copy of it. Never made the United States. You can watch your former KLA members when Kerry is the campaign for Kerry. And you got Wesley Clark there in Holbrook. A whole lot of them, former KLA members, Kosovo Liberation Army, later become TMK. Just change the name. For disaster control. They went from terrorist KLA. Well, one man's terrorist, another man's freedom fighter. KLA members, mafia, and he had some really, actually, he had some, in Kosovo during the time of the war, you had some Albanian real freedom fighters, of which I had respect for. Because they were real freedom fighters. But those like Ramush Haradinaj, Tachi, in bed with, what's her face? What's that woman's name? I can't think of names today. Sorry. Albright. Oh, yeah, it came. I'm not getting sold after all. Madam Albright. Oh, they're close. Oh, let me tell you what. Tachi and Ramush, Jabaliti. We're talking Albanian mafia, man. People are connected. I met him at the White House, the State Department and the consulate. I shook hands with him, man. Don't tell me I don't know. They knew I was outspoken. They didn't, but the consulate knew it because I was giving them, feeding them information I wasn't supposed to, but I did anyway. I ran my own little scam over there. You're darn right I did. Because I wasn't getting information from the U.S. side, and I was responsible for 300 Europeans' lives over there. Inside of Kosovo. I was responsible for that. In my region, I had five of us. I was the only American. And I took it serious. And I don't play politics. You can take politics, and I tell you where you stick it, and the sun don't shine nowhere. That's what I think about politics. I don't play politics, people's lives. That could be why my 7-year contract ended up being 5. I made friends with Muhammad Jamali. He was one of their terrorists, but he was a freedom fighter, a real one, not the fake like Taqi and Ramush and Javadalit. He was just in bed with the State Department. This was a real freedom fighter for the Albanians. I respected him. Boy, so do the other people too, man. They killed him in 2005 when I left in 2004. I was good friends with him. One of my security guards, I mean, was a translator, and he'd tell me all about what they was doing. I started learning about the games we were playing over there, the games that UN was playing over there, the games that the Wesley Clark left with. Disaster. Using the Albanians and using the Serbs, make them fight each other. I said, how come y'all can go to Montenegro beaches and be on the same beach and there's no problem? You come back to Kosovo, you're shooting each other. And I learned why. Because the UN foments the wars, causes people to fight each other. Albanians and Serbs weren't fighting each other, really. It's been instigated by the Europeans and internationals. The Jesuits, lying, murdering Jesuits, the secret society members, with a self-serving agenda. Family that goes back to Hoxha, goes back to Bali Kamtar, goes back to Greater Serbia, Greater Albania. It goes back to the Turks, Ottoman Empire. Family, it goes a long way back. They said, Tom, why don't you like Bush? Why don't you like Clinton? They helped us. I said, they ain't helping you. I said, they're using you. They're lying to you. Tom, you're American. I said, yeah, well, yeah, being American, I'll speak what I want to, and I'll tell the truth. I said, they're using you. They've been using you all as a pawn like Hitler did. Still is. That's how it really works. I will not be quiet. I will not shut up. No matter what. And I didn't. And I got the what. Yeah, anyway. These are personal experiences I'm telling about, not something I've read. When I came back from Kosovo in 2004, from 1999 to 2004, I brought back with me, in my personal gear, I had to pay extra, nobody knew what it was. Nobody ever asked. It was 700 pounds of documents. I whittled it down when I got home, about 500 pounds. I put it in two filing cabinets, 8 drawers each, or 4 drawers each, making 8 drawers total, by year, by month. Still got them, too. Just in case. Because anybody said, well, prove what you got. No problem. Hey, not a problem. Because I collected all the field reports from OSCE and the UN that I could find. Plus some that they didn't have. But because I got them from the U.S. lieutenants and captains and were disgruntled with what they were being told. By civil police that were Americans would sneak me reports and pictures, photos, testimonies under the table. Russian intelligence, and I would trade off information. You darn right I did. Stick that in your smokestack, NSA, because they were concerned why 12 Chechens were allowed to go through the Albanian airport in 99-2000. They're real concerned. Kamenica, one of my regions, where the Russians were residing, I made friends with them. Every rotational group. They said, Tom. I said, what? They'd come by my office. It wasn't legal, but they'd come by my office and bring me some vodka then and fruit. We'd sit there, close the door, and talk. Tom, I said, what? Why did Americans let 12 Chechens come through untouched through the Albanian airport? I said, I don't know, but I'll find out for you. 12 Chechens are killing Russians. They're terrorists, Muslim terrorists, that we supported. I got a big problem with that. Well, I had a big problem with it. Don't have it anymore. Stinger missiles coming through? Oh, yeah. I kept track of that, too. And the terrorist camps. I tried to report it to the consulate in Macedonia and Kosovo. They didn't want to hear it. I had a contact in the State Department during that period of time, but I'm not going to mention his name. I'd sneak him reports. I'd send it to him in D.C. Kind of coded, but I'd send it to him through my internet. He meant well, but the State Department, consulate in Kosovo, they were worthless. I briefed them twice. I started briefing them thinking I was going to help them with the information I was supposed to tell them, but I didn't anyway. After about 10 minutes, they said, well, they started questioning in such a way like they weren't even interested. I'm like, what? What's going on? So I just cut the brief short. I said, well, okay, that's pretty much it. And I did one more time. I said, man, these people aren't interested. I'm wasting my time standing here. I told my contact in the State Department, I said, no. I said, your people at the consulate are worthless. I said, I'd watch them if I were you. And then I found out about the parties, and we'd go and shake hands with mafia leaders. Yeah, man. That's how it really works. Macedonia. I warned them, 2002. You're going to have rebel insurrection in Macedonia. I said about 2 or 3 months. And I gave them the locations and the 1 to 50,000 map of the locations of their camps. And grid square, I gave them, you know, the locations. And then one State Department guy just walked away and started laughing. I said, yeah, you laugh, sucker. You laugh. Go on. 2 months later, it started in L.A. We're simply the Albanian terrorists coming from Kosovo, KLA, TMK, now being in L.A. They just changed the name. Working for the CIA. Well, here's the point. They did this for, I don't recall exactly how long, but you got a contracting company in Virginia that's kind of a branch off of or contractor with the CIA called MPRI. MPRI out of Arlington, Alexandria, somewhere like that. Retired U.S. military personnel specialist. They're contracted out to other countries. Yeah. Well, MPRI had 17 retired U.S. military specialists working with the NLA. And at the same time, you had a contingent of MPRI working with the Macedonian security forces simultaneously. How do I know? Well, I found out that one night, one of the last nights, actually, of the NLA activity in Macedonia, I got the report, actually, at Arashevo, the Macedonian forces were closing in on the Albanian terrorists, the NLA, heading north and going to Arashevo, they call it, and the Macedonian forces were closing in one day toward the last of the engagements. And a little snafu was that 17 American MPRI advisors were with the NLA at the time. Uh-oh. So they had to call Bonstil, Camp Bonstil in Kosovo, which I visited every week. That was the main base, bigger than Da Nang during Vietnam. This is a big, big American base. Camp Bondsteel. We need help. We need helicopters. Get us now. Because the Macedonian forces are closing in on the NLA. Now you can imagine terrorists and Macedonian forces. So there's bound to be a firefight and all this other, right? Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, not in scripted scenario. Not in real life, not up there. I'll tell you why. They got the helicopters right quick. 17 American advisors, MPRI was hella lifted out, brought back to Bondsteel. And then the Macedonian forces closed in on the NLA, surrounded them or whatever they did. And, of course, the MPRI advisors with them are advising. So there's no embarrassment. No embarrassment of MPRI with the terrorists, NLA, freedom fighters, whatever. And MPRI with the Macedonian forces. Can you imagine? Hey, John, yeah, how you doing? They feed you well? Yeah. That'd been embarrassing, wouldn't it? Did they engage? No, they didn't. They put them on school buses of sort, and the terrorists. Okay, y'all get on school buses, whatever the buses were, and now we're going to send you back to Kosovo. Now, don't you come back here now, here? Okay, you going back. That's not what they did. What a joke. They got the idea. So you talk about Kosovo, and you're going to get a lecture at Harvard about Kosovo and all this. What a load of junk they're going to tell you. Making the most of time. You know, we tend to read Ephesians 5:16. If you go to Ephesians 5:16, you wonder, why am I shifting around? I'm not shifting around. This whole thing is based on the supernatural. What I cover in my broadcast is how the supernatural is operating in the natural. That's what's really going on today. In Ephesians 5:16, it says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now, you start to get the idea. When you read 5:16, Ephesians, is if Paul is calling believers to action because the days are short. That's not what he means. He said we are to make the most of time because the days are evil. I'm not being negative. I'm telling you what they are. Evil days are days of opportunity, and the more evil our culture becomes, how's that gauged? It's gauged by changing the laws of the land. It's gauged by your leaders following the Luciferian agenda, more and more and becoming more bolder and bolder. It's when individuals are more at each other's throat than ever before. The frequency increases. The more evil the culture becomes, the more opportunities there'll be to show and share your faith, by the way. What makes the culture more evil? You're not going to like this. But video games, that's what they're for. You don't know that. You know what the video games have done? Besides keeping your kids busy while you do your work and keep them out of your hair. You know what they've done really with the video games? Besides the possession issue? That's just scratching the surface. It's alchemy. I'm not going to go into necessarily, famous last words, of the supernatural aspect of the video games. Or the Ouija board and all that. But I will tell you this. Some of you wouldn't be able to deal with it because I tell you about the supernatural of the video games, same way that they would do this rock and roll music in the first cut of their albums. John Todd talks about that. But what's done is it's reduced the peripheral vision of your child, which now the parents would be the ones, because be the ones of the 80s, 90s. Now the children, of course. Reduce the peripheral vision to the size of a monitor. I mean, literally. It has reduced their peripheral vision to the size of a 12x18 monitor. They don't look around this whole area, scan 180, 180 degrees. Forget about the eyes in the back of your head. That's over. They've reduced it 180 degrees right down to 15 degrees. That's it. Which, when it narrows the mind, when it narrows the vision, the two correlate. It works. You narrow the vision, you narrow the mind. Don't care what the IQ is. Don't matter. It takes the IQ, reduces it down to 15 degrees of peripheral vision. They'll still make their A's and B's, but they will be mind bent. They will be controlled. Oh, don't even think about ADHD. That's to get the drugs to make sure it works. This is planned and orchestrated on your children. And now when I say in your children, their parents is where it started. And their parents are the children of the baby boomers. And they've anchored this. Yeah, that's a good word. They've anchored this starting in 1950s and 60s when the baby boomers were becoming parents. That's when it all started, chipping away by design. Who? Tavistock, think tank in England. That controls all your colleges. Yeah, yeah. CIA. Oh, I could go through the whole list. Y'all can look up Tavistock. T-A-V-I-S-T-O-C-K. Tavistock. Under the Royal Institute of National Affairs, which is the Illuminati in England. America's the Council of Foreign Relations. Yeah. All work together to narrow the minds of your children and narrow the mind of their parents. And kill, and I mean this literally, kill off, to reduce the longevity of the baby boomers by any means necessary. Specifically, I'll just give you one. 30 million Americans in 1952 to 1954, confirmed by the CDC recently, 30 million Americans that were born in 52 to 54 were given a polio vaccine with cancer cells purposely put in the polio vaccine. Edward Bernays, selling cigarettes. The Reynolds family, tobacco and aluminum. Tobacco and aluminum. Aluminum causes Alzheimer's. Aluminum oxide in the chemtrails. Aluminum in the pots and pans. Aluminum in the cigarettes. Tobacco. To start the killing process of the baby boomers. Lucky strike. I'm a Marlboro man. I'm a man. And then you got the Tipperello. Cigarette, Tipperellos. I'm a lady. Ooh, I'm sick of a cigarette. That's cool. Yeah, cool. Yeah. I'll give me one of them. Let's start the kiddies off with a candy cigarette. Oh, yeah. 1880s. Let's put cocaine in the Coca-Cola. Just enough to get them. Oh, that's exactly what they did. They put cocaine as part of the ingredient in the Coca-Cola. Why do you think they call it Coca-Cola? And then because it's got coal in it, it's got cocaine. Just enough to get you addicted. As a matter of fact, a jingle for it? It relieves fatigue. No kidding. It's got cocaine in it. I'd say cocaine relieve fatigue, don't you? And then all of a sudden, remember some of y'all baby boomers? Remember when they changed the formula? Oh, they changed the Coca-Cola formula. Yeah, they don't taste the same anymore. You know what they did? They loaded it, man. Loaded it down with sugar. I mean, they pounded the Coca-Cola. I watch families go to Food Lion, man. They go to Food Lion. I see here in Mount Airy. They got in one little old cart, they got the fruits, vegetables, all that. And this big cart, man, I see a family of four or five. They've got Dr. Pepper. They've got Coca-Cola. They got, whoa, you know. And they're not going to no party. It is normal. Sugar. By the time, get an old pot, old aluminum pot or something, a little pan, cheapy, and take a whole Coca-Cola, pour it in there, and boil that sucker down. You look what you get. Woohoo! Sugar, sugar. Now, will you add sugar to the diet of a 7-year-old, 8-year-old? What are you going to get? Man, he gets it on a daily basis. No, he got time in the bed to go to sleep. And then some stupid psychiatrist comes up, says, well, Miss Jones, your kid has ADHD. There's no such thing as ADHD. That's a lie. Yeah, the kid's hyper. One is a kid. The other is you pumped him full of sugar because you got him addicted to cocaine and Coca-Cola. Take it out, replace it with sugar. Now, they got you ready, right? Mm-hmm. Millennials. They love that monster drink. That little old red bottle of green, red bottle of whatever it is. I chuck it down and, man, I can do all kinds of stuff all day long. Never mind, you'll burn out and then be diagnosed with ADHD. Family, this is all planned. This is not capitalist opportunities of selling. No, this is to control a population. As planned by Bilderberg, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, United Nations, Council of Foreign Relations, Rolling Institute of National Affairs, to how to control, medicate a population worldwide. But let's focus on the last bastion to hold back the New World Order, the United States. It's all planned this way. How am I doing so far, family? Is it, y'all getting the idea here? This is a reality of what's going on today. Everything in the news. And they got jihad camps and whatever in Raleigh, North Carolina. I mean, you know. Well. A lot of these Muslims that are radical, they don't realize they're being used just like the Albanians were, like the Serbs are. That's how the Illuminati does it. Techniques and goals of the Illuminati, I'm giving you up close and personal of how they really operate. They are going to lose. But in the meantime, God's going to let them go through it. So the idea is that the evil days, although evil, will be opportunities that you can show and share your faith in Jesus Christ. You see, God controls human history. He permits the rise of nations, Romans 13. He determines their geographical boundaries. All governments ordained by God, whether it's a dictatorship or otherwise. Because he will put a dictatorship over a people that's disobedient to him. Ask the Jews, they'll tell you. He permits the rise of nations, determines geographical boundaries. He orchestrates their fall so that men and women will seek the Lord. That's why Satan will placate you. God will convict you. chastise you. That's a loving parent. Not to placate you. Acts 17:26. Hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. And hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. And they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, that would not be far from every one of us. This is very important. Now, the tail end of that one is one of the most important verses in the Bible, besides the ones that identify Jesus as a Savior, is this one. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, shall humble themselves, and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Joint Chief of Staff, if you don't do that, you will be destroyed. All the good deeds that you all Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta do, will count for nothing. The Illuminati will eat you like yesterday's dinner and spit you out like they're done with you. Your God will take you down. That's a guarantee. History is the story. History is his story. That's what history is. His story providing salvation for a lost world and pointing people to the Lord. You know, even the forces of evil are used in such a way that Isaiah 37:20 talks about. And therefore, now therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. Isaiah 37:20. So God may hold back his judgment for a time, allowing evil tyrants to have their day, upsetting people's well-ordered lives and presenting them with dilemmas that's beyond their understanding. Evil brings pain. But you know, it is the genius of God to bring good out of the evil. Romans 8:28 says just that. Romans 8. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. There's your hope. Not this fear that they're throwing at you. Evil times, therefore, are not to be feared. They're times of unparalleled opportunity. That's why you got to make the most out of them. This does not go for them that no crisis go wasted. Well, it works both ways. Spurgeon said, Lord, help us to redeem the time you give us every day, to take each opportunity to follow and obey. Because God turns any difficulty into an opportunity, a challenge, or a situation, not a problem. That's what it lies into. So they want to present you with fear. Why? So you'll buy freeze-dried food in the tons that you're going to run out of. I don't have a problem with that, but you are going to run out of it. So you'll buy ammunition for all your weapons. I believe in home protection. But you are going to run out of ammunition eventually. And you might have overwhelming odds. They don't tell you about that. They don't tell you about that. get your bug out bag. Make sure it's all everything in there. Like Chevy Chase and European Vacation. Got everything? Yeah. Stack Grandma up on the top of the car. We'll strap her down and run. Well, my question is, number one, where are you going to run to? Nobody else knows. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to bug out to? Where are you going to bug out to? Where's your helicopter? Everybody got your helicopter? Where's your helicopter at? How about your motorcycle, family motorcycles? Where's the cave you're going to live in? How about the log cabin that 350 million people have? Everybody have a log cabin? You do, don't you? And all the canned foods that you put in the storage, if you're going to bug out, who's going to eat the canned foods that you don't have enough room to put? People aren't talking to people out there. Something's happening here. It ain't right. Some poor planning's going on. A little bit of lying, a little fear-mongering happening. I'm a tactician. I'm an analyst. I participated in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Kosovo, Congo. Real world situations, I've been there. I trained Marines for 12 years. Trained the martial arts for 30. Trained State Department security personnel armed in all those other locations. So I'm not no armchair quarterback. I've been there. God made sure I missed the wars after Vietnam and before, and when I got out of it, before Iraq. So that's just my experience, but I'm relaying that I personally look at things realistically. Bug out bag, where are you going to go? How many of you can read a 1 to 50,000 map? How many can read a compass, actually? Where's your tents? Where are you going to plant them? Where's your seeds? Your security. Your communios or whatever, I don't know. People aren't talking to people in reality. Something's going on, something's not right. I mean, neighborhoods have gotten together and say, well, we got something going down. We thought we'd have this neighborhood meeting to get... Nobody's ever done that. Your militia is doing all that, fine, whatever. They have no idea what's going to come down on them. They have no clue. I warned people at one time. Yeah. That they can track you by your DNA signature code. By your DNA. So you're like walking transmitters. Just your own aura, your own energy source, your own soul produces energy. That's specific to you and you alone because your DNA signature. So the microchips that's put in your body, or swallowed or placed there or whatever, enhances your DNA signature code. Everybody's different. They can design a disease just for you. Recently, Russia, when they tell you they've already done something, or going to do something, they've already done it. That's how it works. Russia to build the world's largest DNA data bank. And why did they do that? I just told you why. Because they can track your DNA anywhere in the world. Lock into you. And oh, I'm off the... I love when these people, snake eaters and these Rambo types and all that. Yeah, man, I'm off the grid. I don't use my cell phone. I don't use a computer anymore. And I got a little place down and I'm off the grid. I'm off the grid. You ain't off no grid. They know exactly where you are. By a DNA signature code. They can track you down. when they come up with the microchip, the data, the DARPA design of the digital tattoo, Mark of the Beast. John MacArthur, theologian of sort, says it's okay to take the Mark of the Beast. I'm not going to play the video, but the video is him actually telling it, saying it. I'm not going to go that way. I don't have time. Family, all these preachers like Billy Graham and John MacArthur and Osteen, Copeland, all of them have turned over. Every one of them have turned over. Article came out just recently. FEMA trains pastors to prep for martial law. They'll say do everything the government tells you to do, even if it's sinning. No, you don't. Well, you can take the mark of the beast? No, you can't. They're going to lie to you, family. The FEMA trained pastors are nothing more than agents of the devil. I'm not going to name the name, but there's a pastor of a particular church in Ohio that came forward and documented it was as an eyewitness in a 2006 meeting he attended, hosted by FEMA and other government civil organizations. It's intended to recruit and receive oaths from pastors across the country that they will preach sermons that will coerce parishioners to obey all government orders without delay and actively coerce them to give up their guns and property if resistance, and if resistant during national emergency, such as a, quote, flu epidemic. The announced purpose of the meeting at that time was a flu epidemic. Would be in exchange for prioritized receipt of scarce food and vaccines for the families. He warned that the program appeared to be spread to every county in the country. And based upon his observations, pastors everywhere were taking the oath to impose state dictates on their flocks. Unquote. Yeah. My guess is a lot of them are 501c3 half-baked preachers. Sold their soul to the devil. Preaching about God's word? Just digging their hole deeper to hell. And I was good at missing words. That's what's going on, family. Now I see it in the articles. CDC today, or yesterday, declares a flu epidemic as H3N2 November 2, death toll rises. 15 children are dead. Well, in 2009, the report said thousands of people, thousands and thousands, died of the flu in 2009. That never happened. There were no thousands and thousands of people died in 2009. That's a lie. You see, the vaccine, what causes the flu epidemic? It's all coming out. And again, down in Florida, shots are fired at cops in L.A. and Florida. LAPD, New York Police Department officer salutes anthem during participation in New York City. Remember the two cops killed there? A pair of shootings in California and Florida was this past Sunday. It's increasing. I have been warning people about this for 5 years. Good cops will be targeted. You cannot trust your Freemason fellow cop. No way. very significant. They're trying to make the cops hinky, nervous. Then they get the citizens to act funny, and you got yourself cops that go overboard because they're scared. You say, well, why do you attack that young guy that has his hands in his pockets like he did? Well, let me tell you something. It takes 1.5 seconds. If the guy's really slow, 2 seconds. But an average person, 1.5 seconds to cover 20 feet with a knife. This is common. So if you're an officer and you're talking 20 feet away and he's got a hand hidden with a knife in it, and the moment he figures he's going to run to you and stab you, takes 1.5 seconds. And on a firing range, you fire to target every 1.5 seconds. You draw and fire, down, holster. Do the math on that. So you might, you got to recognize he's coming at me, my life's in danger, there's the knife. About a half a second's done passed. By the time you realize you've cleared your holster and you pulled your weapon out, if you don't exit the zone, he could be on top of you and you might get 1 or 2 rounds if you're really, really Matt Dillon. I know some of y'all don't know who that is, do you? Gunsmoke? Never mind. But when he's got his pumped up, he may die later, but he's going to kill you with a knife. Both of you die. This is common. So the cop knows this if he's trained properly. You don't approach no cop under a 911 call or a suspicious call with your hands in your pockets. That's just plain stupid. So when a civilian says, well, the guy only had his hands in his pockets and the cop shot him, well, you know, there's a little bit of a both sides going on here. However, you've got this infiltrated in the police departments throughout the United States. Felons, well-trained, Christian Identity Program, ADL has trained them, like they have all of your law enforcement nationwide. ADL, Anti-Defamation League. What are they training cops for? They're trained to be despotic, guess what? Nobody's complaining about it. Nobody said, why is ADL training our cops nationwide? Anyway, former felons, their records expunged. They become cops, and they're the ones out there beating people up. Except the separation between officer friendly and the citizen to make sure it doesn't work, to cause conflict by design. And the other cops that are good cops, they're caught between a rock and a hard place, of supporting their fellow officer who's just a psycho who's doing the right thing. So they're caught in a little bit of a bind because this blue code thing going on. That's what's really happening. What's worse, though, is cops are being followed home by the street gangs. Cop may or may not even know it. They're identifying where the cops live. Crips, the Bloods, MS-13, depends where they are. They have safe houses in certain gated areas. They know which houses they're going to hit when the time comes. Some of the cops at some of the levels are in cahoots with them. Y'all getting the idea here? What I'm talking about? This is reality. I try to bring this to the air. The reality of what's going on. Article came out. Now they're causing us to have division among each other. For what? What is the reason is this? December the 30th. Oh, that's today. financial consequences of saying black versus African American. What kind of article is that? Financial consequences. They're trying to cause us division in every way they can. Talking about black people viewed differently from African Americans. It's like about two pages on this article. I'm not going to go over the article. The article just blah, 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 blah. All right? That's all I can say about it. The idea of the article is to cause this division, to single out the race card. That's the purpose of the article. The information is worthless. The idea is to cause division. I cut through the mustard, especially when I put it in a hot dog. Family, this, I don't you know how to bring this. You know, and you also have false theology, false revelations. You got, who's this guy? P.P. Simmons or whatever. Carl Gallup. Man, they're already in the trumpets. We're not in the trumpets. The name of the star was Wormwood. Talk about revelation, the great star fall from heaven, blah, blah, blah. Family, these people are liars, man. They can't be this dumb. The Carl Gallup and all these guys are talking about wearing the trumpet judgments now. It's impossible. This is so bizarre. These are important people. These are high-level people. They're fooling the public who trusts them. On TV and other media and so forth. Got books out and all this stuff. It's just a bunch of baloney. December the 30th. Here's another little article. Two Boston police officers attacked by teenagers. Boston police officers were hospitalized after they were attacked by six teenagers related to a person they were arresting. See, there's no more fear of the police. No more respect of the police. It's what it's all about. To cause chaos, to bring order. Seven people were arrested in all, including the person police were originally seeking, Wobison Morissette. Morissette, an 18-year-old Lauren Morissette, accused of participating in the attack, are scheduled to be arraigned on Tuesday, as be today. Not known if either has a lawyer. Here comes the catch. The other teens, a 17-year-old boy and girls, ages 13, 14, 15, and 16 face assault and battery on police officers and other charges in juvenile court. What in the world is going on? You got it? See what's going on? Punched, kicked, and choked the officers. Now, if the officers fought back and hurt the teenagers, well, now what you got going on? They used pepper spray to fight off the attackers until one of the officers arrived. They never drew their guns. I'll tell you what, a 16-year-old with a sharp knife could kill you just as quick as a 21-year-old. But they didn't draw their knives. The drive to single out Muslims now, which is not hard to do, has begun quite extensively. Y'all recall, of course you do, the plane that just went down, and now they're allegedly finding pieces of it. You think, well, a plane just crashed because the pilot ran into the storm or got abducted by aliens or whatever. But they find it. They find it. You know, they found the flight, allegedly. Well, here we go. The pilot of the missing Air Asia flight, Quebec Zulu 8501, was a devout Muslim who slaughtered Christians Well, shut my mouth. What a coincidence that was. Who would have thought it? Now they've linked this missing flight with the anti-Muslim rhetoric. Oh, they're going to come out with anti-Zionist rhetoric too. It's all going a part of the plan. So now if you're homophobic, you don't like homos. You're Islamophobe if you don't like Muslims. So you got to name it. Name it, claim it. Well, I mean, come on. Do you like sardines? No, I don't like sardines. I personally do. No, I don't like sardines, they say. You're sardinophobic. Shame on you for being sardinophobic. That's what anti-Semites all about. They created so they could create laws and control the Jews. Well, they infiltrated the Jews. Then they come up with anti-Semites to bring pity on the Jews, to liquidate their wealth. That's why the Vatican created the Muslim Brotherhood, to destroy Islam from the inside. That's how they do it. They give you a tag. But now it's linked up, this missing flight's linked up to, now the hint is, the suicide flight. You watch it, it's going to come out that way, watch it. Down the wind, Allah Akbar, it's crash, boom. And then they come up with another trick to it. AirAsia CEO, Tony Fernandez, dumped 944,800 shares one day before the flight disappeared. A little conspiracy going on here? Or just a setup? Those old capitalists, I tell you what. Got to do something about that, huh? Family, you see, the point is, all these articles, all these events that's real, you don't know whether it really happened. Now, would they kill people aboard a plane just to make a point? You're darn right they would. Larry McDonald was interviewed by Tom Braden, who was a Knights of Malta, and another one, Pat Buchanan, another Luciferian, is a Knights of Malta. Interviewed Larry McDonald back in 1983. And he's laying it out. Larry McDonald, Congress McDonald's laying it out in the early 1980s on Crossfire. It was a kind of a talk show or something like that. Well, about 2 or 3 months later, he's on KLM flight, KAL-007 flight, allegedly shot down by the Russians. Killed him. And everybody on board the plane. Or kidnapped him. There's both ways. Either way, Larry McDonald's not with us because of that day. Where they took him out, you know, made the plane land and then took it out and then crashed it. So whatever they did, or they just went in and shot it down and disappeared in the water. Whatever. Either way, he ain't with us today because of that. They shut him up. Why? They were not ready for it to be revealed in the 1980s yet. See? You darn right they would murder their own family members just to make a point. These people are totally evil. Now remember I told y'all one time they're going to take down the Illuminati, right? Well, it's coming out. Oh, yeah. We got the cabal on the run. Illuminati is running from us. We've got them beat. Family, don't believe a word. For Fulford, Benjamin Fulford, you got to be kidding me. And Zagami, they're shoe tires, man. They're shoe shiners for the Illuminati. They work for Rockefeller or Rothschild. Full of baloney. Can they have a military coup or take over? Sure. It's exchanging the pot for the kettle. All it is. There's no good guys in this. Knights Templar? No. Knights of Malta? No. The Illuminati? No and no. None of them. Not one. Not even one. One side, either side of the ocean, none of them. Which poison do you want? The drinking kind or just a gun? Same thing. So you got Benjamin Fulford here. New America to join the BRICS, whatever. U.S. military on move against the cabal. I thought it was a Black Dragon Society or some nonsense like that. Now this kind of goes along with Rick Joyner, doesn't it, when he calls for a military coup of the U.S. government on public TV. I still ain't gotten over that. Nobody's ever touched him, man. You got some guy doing a Facebook commentator on the Facebook about something anti-Obama. The guy gets arrested. But you got people like Jerry Boykin or Rick Joyner talking about a military coup of the U.S. government on national TV. On his own, nothing happens to him. How do you take this serious? People just don't get it. Black Dragon Society, White Dragon Society, oh, baloney. See, they're going to reveal the Committee of the 300. They're going to reveal the evil Illuminati and all this and all that. They're going to talk about pollution control and all that sort of thing, be heroes. There's no heroes, none of it. 2 Chronicles 7:14. In this one article, oh my gosh, I didn't read that. Where's my barf bag? This one article about Zagami, Benjamin Fulford, New America, whatever. He said, they say here in the article, this is insane, quote, one case in point, Barack Obama. President of the bankrupt U.S. corporate government. Well, that's true. This is the man who tried to orchestrate massive U.S. race riots through his Ferguson campaign. What a lie. Oh, boy. The Jesuits are doing it, family. The Illuminati. Joint Chief of Staff. Your CFR. They're the one orchestrating these race riots. Bundy Ranch. The standoff there. All this. Man, Obama is like all the other presidents, a puppet. Oh. Obama, see, he's there, and he's taking the heat for it because he's supposed to. That's his role. He's playing his role, just like he's told to do. And then they had Obama spend his last Saturday playing golf in Hawaii with Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak. And apparently Razak failed to please Obama because while he was visiting the U.S., Malaysia was hit with severe floods. And as soon as he returned home, a third Malaysia airliner vanished. Family, why do they print this junk? And people believe it? And then emails are being sent to this writer of this article claiming the third vanished plane will be used for nuclear attack in the Ukraine. Just reading that, how do you take these Fulfords and people like that serious? I just don't understand it. Man, people read this stuff hook, line, and sinker. So, I just caught that one article, that one paragraph. I didn't know it was that ridiculous. I'm glad I read that. That would stop me reading it right there. Reading that one paragraph, I said, this article's bogus. Oh, by the way, the Obama's visit to Hawaii playing golf. Oh, yeah, that had a second part to that, too. That's not in the article. He interfered with the wedding plans of pictures on the golf course for a veteran and his fiance to get married because he was playing golf in Hawaii on the same golf course. I read that on a YouTube, and I couldn't stand it anymore. So I got on and said, no. I said, it's all set up. It's to go ahead and downplay Obama and demonize him, which I ain't pulling for none of them. I'm just telling you what they're doing. Because I've trained bodyguards. I've trained force protection, armed security. And the Secret Service would never have made that kind of mistake. It's impossible. No way possible that there's a conflict of that. They would have been taken care of 2 weeks ahead of time. This was to outline the anti-Obama rhetoric, to form it so they can go back to their veterans and say, look, see what he did here? And what he did here? What he did here? We need a military coup. What he did here? That's what it's used for. It's all bogus. People fall for it every time because they don't know the agenda of what's really going on. But one thing to keep in mind, no matter what agenda they have, it don't matter. God is always ahead of them in every case. And Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You keep your faith and your hope up no matter what. Don't let them put you down. Don't let them turn you away from the truth. Satan's going to use ways, even in your own family, even in your own state, in your work. Turn those around and use them for opportunities to witness about Jesus. There you go. And use it to strengthen you. Because God's allowing it. He's giving you a message. I say use it. Techniques and goals of the Illuminati. Well, I'm going to talk about that this week. Starting now. I've been talking about it now for the past, 2 days, really? I try to bring it home to you, you know? So you'll see how it's really operating. So are you going to go back and say, we're not going to drink any more of these Cokes and Dr. Peppers? You're going to quit smoking so you don't inhale the aluminum that's contained in it and the other names of chemicals you can't pronounce? I can't anyway. The Reynolds family, that's their assignment. DuPont have their assignment of Illuminati. Disney, a pedophile, one evil sucker, man. I wouldn't trust Minnie Mouse with that fella. He's dead now, but evil to the core. You never think that, would you? Oh, it's an absolute fact. So was Benjamin Franklin. They determined. The same one with the kite and the electrical bzz, bzz, bzz going on. Well, if you knew the truth about all these, the fears they want to increase, the supernatural control, methods they've used on us, one of the main ones, it's ongoing for generations. They can bring up anytime they want to. It's causing division. See, I really get, sometimes my jaw just starts torquing when I hear people say you're military leader, military type people, like me. Say, Tom, you look at things so negatively. I said, how's that? There's more of us than them. More of us than them, huh? I said, let's do a head count here. There's more of us than them. There's a gun in every, behind every blade of grass in America. Really? Uh-huh. I got you. That may be true. But there's more of us than them. Okay, let's do a head count. First, you got the blacks versus the whites again. That divides us a little bit, don't it? Then you've got the cops divided among the cops. And you got the cops as a general grouping divided from the citizens. Despotic, mean, bad cops. Beat me up, shoot me, kill me. And then cops within their own groups are divided because of Freemasonry. Let's continue with the head count. You got Muslims targeting Christians. Now you got Christians targeting Muslims in America. See, nobody's talking about the Hindus. Look it up right now. Yeah, buddy, them Hindus, they're targeting Muslims. You know, the little Hindus, the guys with shaved head? Yeah. Old Buddha there going on? Uh-huh. They're laying quiet, aren't they? Yeah, because that's the New Age movement. That's the Luciferian agenda. That's the religion of the Antichrist, not Islam. Because the plan is to have Zionism and Islam both fight and defeat each other, destroying each other mutually. So the Holy Roman Empire will rise like the phoenix. So they must point an accusatory finger to Islam as evil, which is not hard to do. They must point an accusatory finger to Zionism, which isn't hard either. And guess who? Oh, you'll love this. Guess who created both Islam and Zionism? And the Vatican did. Different time periods, of course. They created both of them. That's a fact. Islam was created by the Vatican in the 6th century. The Vatican funded, trained Muhammad, the prophet. He sure did. And they funded the invasion of the Muslim armies in northern Africa and take over Jerusalem. The Vatican funded the darn thing. Oh, a little snafu, though. The Muslim wanted to keep going. They got pretty good at what they were doing, the killing part. They wanted to come on to, yeah, to Europe. And that wasn't part of the plan. So then you had what's called the Crusades. Now you know the purpose of the Crusades was to stop with the firestorm that they had started. 1897, the Vatican created Zionism, Theodore Herzl. The idea was to have both of them fight at the right time to bring in the New World Order. This is how they plan it exactly. I watch the news and tribute lining up with their goals and objectives. To bring it to your home so you'll understand and see how up close and personal it really is. Not all this lot of baloney you hear out there trying to take your money. Buy gold. You know, I didn't sell. When I had the other broadcasting, other networks, they tried like a Dickens to get me to sell gold. You get, I don't know, get 2%, 5% commission or whatever. I don't know. I didn't ask the question. Didn't care. I pretended like I did. I said, well, yeah, you know, but I kept putting it off on purpose. I never did do it. I couldn't sell freeze-dried food, and I couldn't sell the gold and all that. I just didn't feel right about it. Because I know, I know that they're going to confiscate your gold when they declare martial law. Now, me knowing that, I can't sell it. I can't say buy gold and I make 10% commission or 5% or whatever it was. Because I know they're going to take that gold. You're not going to be able to use it. That's dishonest, man. No way. The words wouldn't come out of my mouth. I couldn't say to my heir on the broadcast. I couldn't do it. Look up, 1933. Gold Confiscation Act. FDR. That bag of wind. Oh, you heard me exactly right. Churchill. A murderer. Literally. He's a Knight of Malta, of course. J.P. Morgan, FDR. Man, J.P. Morgan and Churchill planned the sinking of Lusitania. I got quotes to that effect. Most willful act of murder on the high seas. Colin Simpson, historian, says about Churchill, that murderer. FDR helped plan Pearl Harbor with Churchill and the Japanese elite working together, you heard me right, in 1923 to 1927, when Ensign Yamamoto was going to Harvard. Then he came back for two more years before 1930 as a liaison. Later Admiral, later Ensign Yamamoto became Admiral Yamamoto. Except he didn't fulfill what he's supposed to. Family, this is what really happened. Nothing has changed until even today. It's always been this way. The techniques and the goals of the Illuminati is in your front doorstep. In the Common Core. No, yeah, Common Core. Oh, yeah. See, the Common Core is to dissuade families from homeschooling. Now, back in the Bush administration, another evil individual, absolutely, call it for what it is, they couldn't outlaw homeschooling. So, they came up with No Child Left Behind to be able to control the education. That was what No Child Left Behind was all about. So they couldn't outlaw homeschooling. And keep your families busy working, tied up, so you can't find out what they're being taught. The junk they're being taught in school today. And I can say that. You darn right I can, because I got the evidence for it. I don't say nothing unless I got evidence. My opinion is worthless. I don't trust my opinion. I trust the research and evidence of vetted out sources. Quote, 1930, Charles Francis Potter, a humanist, no less, like John Dewey, the father of American education, and that other wacko, Horace Mann. Yes. And that lying bunch of NEA members. Uh-huh. Well, Charles Francis Potter, 1930, said, and I quote, education is thus a most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism. Unquote. That's 1930. Baby boomers, that's at least 20 years before you're born. It goes back, actually, to Rockefeller's control of education, 1908. That worthless organization, NEA, to control you, just like the NRA. Charlton Heston was a Freemason. Bunch of baloney. They're there to slow you down, not for rights, they're to control it. Out of my cold, dead hands, he said. A bunch of baloney. Good people join these groups. But if you notice, they're there to slow you down. Identify who you were. That was the purpose. Charlton Heston was another liar. John Wayne was a Freemason. Audie Murphy was a Freemason. Most of the singers and dancers today are Freemasons. Basketball players, LeBron. A lot of the basketball, football, international stars are Freemasons. Fifty-seven years after Charles Francis Potter, Herbert London of New York University, Illuminati College, said, and I quote, strides made by Marxism and American universities in the last two decades, that'd be 60s, are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment. Almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar, unquote. So these institutions, hundreds of colleges from Harvard to Wake Forest to Timbuktu, California, whatever, don't matter, are all part of this agenda, every one of them. And these are institutions that's training your political leaders, journalists, scientists, primary and secondary school teachers. The people who teach your children are trained by professors who dislike everything you call American. Every single one of them. I've read many times a quote of Dr. Chester M. Pierce from Harvard. That quote is absolutely horrific. Oh, we got 20 minutes, so I'll read it anyway. Just to give you an idea, and I'll move on, of how they're controlling us and have controlled us, and why they won't bring in Common Core and get rid of homeschooling. Dr. Chester M. Pierce, a medical doctor out of Harvard, was addressing 2,000 teachers at one time in Denver, Colorado, in the year 1973. It's kind of a teacher's conference. So Adolf Pierce here said the following, I quote, he says this out loud to 2,000 teachers with a microphone, no less. Can you imagine being a teacher sitting there? He says, and I quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. I'm like, say what? Yep. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future, unquote. That's 1973. Now, why? Begs the question. Why wasn't there an outrage and a signing of petition? Have this Chester Pierce fired, terminated, sent packing. Why? I bet that rascal's still out there poisoning people's minds. Man, I wouldn't let him work on my common cat if I had one. Well, I got one. I wouldn't trust him to give me an aspirin. Well, now, they went from no child left behind to control the teaching. Stop using textbooks in a lot of schools, especially history, to Common Core. They've made the math so complicated, it deters or defers now, by design, a parent from qualifying for homeschooling. But that's not all. That's just the icing there a little bit. You see, they're going to sneak in, and they have Common Core Islamic vocabulary. You see, Islam was created by the Vatican. Shriners, Freemasons, have the Arab Islamic Allah. Well, wait a minute here. It brings me to a point here. Let's see if I can find this. Sorry, should have it ready, but I just thought about this. I may not find it. There was a city council meeting in Lakeland, Florida. And right before the meeting got started, the vice admiral, or vice admiral, the vice mayor, was going to give invocation Oh, it's an invocation, all right. Four of the members walked out before he gave the invocation. And it was to Lucifer. And it talked about Allah, Krishna, and what have you. I don't think I can find it right now, but unbelievable. Unbelievable. Just as clear as a bell. And it's part of what's going on today. Up close and personal. Even in your city. Well, look at there. Okay. Listen to this. Listen. This is like recently, the 2nd of December.
Commissioner Andy Amoroso.
Here.
Commissioner John Zerdy.
Present.
If everyone would please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell.
Now you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 people leaving. 5. Oh, 5 are leaving.
Duly noted.
For those that left.
Our collective atheism, which is to say loving empathy, scientific evidence, and critical thinking, leads us to believe that we can create a better, more equal community without religious divisions. May we pray together. Mother Earth, we gather today in your redeeming and glorious presence to invoke your eternal guidance in the universe, the original creator of all things. May the efforts of this council blend the righteousness of Allah with the all-knowing wisdom of Satan. May Zeus, the great God of justice, grant us strength tonight. Jesus might forgive our shortcomings, while Buddha enlightens us through his divine affection. We praise you, Krishna, for the sanguine sacrifice that freed us all. After all, if Almighty Thor is with us, who can ever be against us? And finally, for the bounty of logic, reason, and science, we simply thank the atheists, agnostics, humanists, who now account for 1 in 5 Americans, and growing rapidly. In closing, let us, above all, love one another, not to obtain mythical rewards for ourselves now, hereafter, or based on superstitious threats of eternal damnation, but rather embrace secular-based principles of morality and do good for goodness sake. And so we pray, so what? Thank you, Council.
Then they come back in for the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Man, I have never seen such wackos in my entire life.
Okay, agenda additions, deletions, or reordering. Pamela?
Yes, at this time, staff would like to...
This is classic. It divided that entire council committee. Half of them left, came back in for the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America Incorporated. That's a problem there, too. Whoo-hoo, man, it's going to be a rough ride coming up. You see? Right there it is. That was a real meeting. This is not played out. This was a real commission meeting, a small town in Florida. It's going all over the United States. Not just that one place. Right there is the evidence, word for word. And you can watch them leave, how it divides us all up. More of us than them. You'll keep counting it. You militia guys out there, more of us than them. And you better do your counting there again, little fella. I got news for you. the straights versus homosexuals. In the military, it's divided in the same way. Clinton set it up. Don't ask, don't tell. Waited 20 years. Is it ready? We're ready. Okay. Obama, now, you tell him to come out of the closet. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you marry the first two Marines that are male on the White House lawn. Family, it's all orchestrated. This is all, with the Marines, Joint Chief of Staff, what are you doing? You got your hands tied. You got your hands stuck. I can't say that. You got your hands, I don't know what to say next. I better not say it. Listen, family, these Joint Chief of Staff members are traitors to this country because they briefed the Council of Foreign Relations. They know what they're doing. There are 4 stars, 3 stars, 2 stars, 1 star. But they're members, like judges today, they're members of secret societies. They've taken a blood oath against every man, woman, and child in America for those self-serving notions of becoming saints in the New World Order. That's what's really going on. And being a former Marine, it just torques my jaw to fool their fellow Marines and the fellow Army and good people that really believe they're going to fight for freedom and all that when they're being set up for slaughter by their own generals. Boy, that just torques my jaw something awful. So bad I can't drink Jell-O from a cup with a straw. There are more of us than them, right? The idea was to bring homosexuals in, don't ask, don't tell, then bring it out openly, and it worked perfectly. A total division in the U.S. military, what they wanted in the first place. Feminism, male versus female, divides the family. The patriots versus the government. Bundy Ranch, how about that? White on white bread, cracker against cracker. To test it out. Didn't work so well now, did it? So they had to bring the black on black, black on white, Hispanic versus black. They've taken God out of schools. They can't say God bless you anymore or read the Bible in free time because these teachers out there are cowards. Granted, they'll lose their job. But if they all banded together, what would happen then? Or are they the children of the baby boomers that have been chipped away toward a humanistic ideal? Bingo. I'd say that Chester Pierce's plan worked out pretty well. There's the evidence. Slam dunk. And y'all just sitting on your hands letting it happen. Taking God out of schools, in comes humanism. And you heard in this council meeting the word humanism. I'm telling you the truth. And by the way, when you watch this video and you watch people leave, I just now thought of this. I'm going to now go back to it. All those leaving, the 5 that left, were my age group, baby boomers. Yep. Every one of them. Of course, then you come back in for the patriotic thing going on. You know, more of us than them. Look up the Willie Lynch letters. That's an interesting read. They're going to say it's a hoax, but it's no hoax. Willie Lynch, 1713 thereabouts. How to Make a Better Slave, Willie Lynch. What they don't realize is that same letter that the Rothschilds funded Bill Willie Lynch to write and to train the white slave owners to make better blacks, and he was a black guy. DNA manipulation. Cutting out the weak, keeping the studs and strong, started back in 1711. That's a dirty little secret that America holds in place in the Bible Belt that you better come to grips with. Well, I got news for you, you white folk. Hey, you white folk. They took that letter and done the same thing to you secretly that you didn't even know that the ancestors were doing to the blacks. They used the same principles against all Americans after that about division, and the way they do it has been worked on everybody ever since 1711. That's true. Islamic vocabulary and Common Core teaching. What are you going to do about that? Not much, because you can't leave your work and take your kid out. What are you going to do with him? You can't go on private property because they got cops there waiting for you. When you go to the school to take your kid out, you can't do that. When they sign the International Rights of the Child, they'll arrest you and then take your kid. CPS, those kidnappers, who have a link to the CIA, by the way, have their justification. This house is really going to work. That's why they have the false flag called Sandy Hook, to justify putting police and security in your schools, and you'll like it, see. See, Sandy Hook was a false flag to justify putting police and security in your schools, because they knew that parents won't take their kids out of school when all this ugliness started. So they're there to protect the school from the parents, under the guise of protecting from terrorists. That's what they're there for. So they'll slip in those felons I told you about as school security. I think Hitler called them, what's that word again? Gazpacho? No, it's called Gestapo. Your papers, please. You're not to be here on this property. Hey, Arnold, what are you doing there? Yeah, well, they got a big surprise coming. It's called Jesus Christ. Because there's nothing they can do. When he says enough is enough, their goose is cooked. But in the meantime, have no fear, no matter what. Well, family, we're coming to end here. I want to mention that we're played up at highpointradio.net randomly. Highpointradio.net by John Kirkler. And he has sponsors up there. And we appreciate the use that you all have been doing. He's doing pretty well. Thank you to you all using his sponsors and whatever else you've done. For me, he just plays my broadcasts and my Bible studies. And I appreciate that. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. Go on his website, highpointradio.net. Find out his sponsors, and use them. Or give him some help up there, whatever. That's, as long as he plays my broadcasts and Bible studies, I give him my appreciation. And I thank him. My website is watchforjesus.com. We have my archives. You can download them anytime you want. Give them to whoever you want. I don't care. My Facebook is watchforjesus. And family, we're at the end of the program. Tomorrow, more on the goals of Illuminati, techniques that they're using, and more of their tricks. I'll continue on. You have a good night. God bless y'all. We'll see you tonight, 8 to 9, for Bible study, or tomorrow, 4 to 6, broadcast. Have a good night. God bless you. It's your watchman, signing off. Just melted into peace. We'll be right back.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I am with you every day to the end of.